USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the death toll rises in Northern California from the Camp wildfire, some residents are claiming that the utility PG&E is the cause of the fire. This man says,
"What they've done is committed murder."
It's important to note the cause of the fire has not yet been determined. However, PG&E did say on Tuesday that it experienced an outage on one of its transmission lines in that vicinity just 15 minutes before the campfire is believed to have broken out.
They could have avoided this, but they didn't.
63 people confirmed dead from that fire, but the list of missing has soared to over 630. North Korea is deporting a U.S. citizen it claims has been working for the CIA there. North Korean state-run news saying Bruce Byron Lawrence entered illegally from China 1 month ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals. The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The first major storm of the season, blamed for at least 7 deaths now as it's trekking across the eastern third of the nation. As many as 300,000 homes and businesses were without power at last check, mainly in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Senate leadership's set, but it remains unclear who will be the Speaker of the U.S. House, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It remains unclear if Nancy Pelosi will be elected by fellow Democrats to be Speaker of the House. About 17 Democrats say they want someone else for the top slot. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House elect California Congressman Kevin McCarthy as their new leader. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise will be the House Minority Whip. And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, will be chair of the House Republican Conference.
The Ohio House has passed a bill outlawing abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Approved yesterday, it bars abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Doctors who violate could face a year in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal hate crime and gun charges are filed against a white man accused of killing 2 black people at a Kroger supermarket in Kentucky last month. A grand jury indicting Gregory Bush on 6 counts yesterday. U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman spoke to reporters in Louisville saying, "There's no place for hate-fueled violence anywhere, especially in Kentucky."
Federal, state, and local law enforcement in this city and in this commonwealth stand united against the premise of this specter, this shadow that's hung over Kentuckians.
Bush is also facing state charges in that case. The Trump administration is looking at the rising problem of sexual misconduct by airline passengers. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announcing the creation of a national in-flight sexual misconduct task force. The FBI saying last summer the number of sexual assaults reported on commercial airline flights was increasing at what it called an alarming rate. And John Lennon's killers finally admitting that he feels regret over murdering the Beatles legend. Mark David Chapman recently telling a parole board that 30 years ago he felt no shame, but now he says he knows what shame is. Chapman shot and killed Lennon outside Lennon's New York City apartment building in 1980. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.